Welcome to the Arise and Shine podcast, part of the teaching ministry of Pastor Festus Nsoha of Oasis Church and Holy Ghost End Time Ministries International. As it says in Isaiah 60 verse 1, arise, shine, for your light has come and the glory of God shines over you. It is our hope and desire that through this podcast you'll be encouraged and experience the transforming power of God's Word. Be blessed.
Arise and shine, for your light is come and the glory of the Lord is risen upon you. Arise and shine. The Bible said, though the darkness will cover the land and thick deep darkness all the world, yet the Lord our God shall be our everlasting light. It is time to shine. It is time to shine the light of Christ in the dark and hopeless and sinking world. It is time that the life of Christ in the believer becomes the only life we live and have and possess and express. That's the only way we can live in this hour. Here we have no continuing city. We seek for one to come. As the world is going down into deeper and deeper chaos and confusion, and we know there's no quick fix to it. We know there's no repair to it. It's a broken ship. But there is God who is in the midst of his people. And if ever more God wants to shine in you or through me, it is now. And the Bible says, you are the light of the world. You are the salt of the earth. We are to be a city set upon the hill that cannot be hidden. The light of Christ, the light of hope that flows through our lives because of Jesus Christ to the world. They will see the hope of God in us and wonder, who are these people? Where do you get this hope from? Where do you give that kind of, you still have confidence in living. You still have faith in living. Christ is our life. And his glory will shine even more and more in this deep darkness for the world to see that the Son of God did not die on the cross of Calvary for nothing. He is alive and well. He's alive in me. He's alive in you. Or if you're not yet in you, he wants to be alive in you today. Praise the Lord. Arise and shine, for your light is come and the glory of Jesus Christ is risen upon you. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Now, I want to read this for you, first of all, from the book of Psalms. Psalms 46. And it says in verse 1, God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. God is our refuge and strength, an immediate help in the time of need. Our immediate help in our time of need. Therefore, we fear. Because of that, we are not going to be afraid. Though the earth be removed, though the mountains be come to the midst of the sea, the mountains here represents governments, institutions, though they are drowned in the ocean, in the sea. The sea means the sea of humanity. There's upheavals and uprisings everywhere in the world. There's marches, there's demonstrations, there's burnings here and there. The government, the authorities of the world actually being drowned, sinking in the midst of the sea. Though the waters thereof roar, the waters thereof roar, and be troubled. Though the mountains shake with the swelling thereof, Selah, there is a river. The streams whereof shall make glad the city of God, the holy place of the tabernacle of the Most High. God is in the midst of her. She shall not be moved. God shall help her, and that right early. Your God, my God, our God is our immediate help. Well-timed, well-prepared, well-planned help in a moment of need. When you think, yeah, now I'm about to go down, here's a hand lifting you up. The eternal God is your refuge. Underneath your life are everlasting arms. He will thrust out the enemy from before you and shall say, destroy them. Jesus said, in the world there will be tribulation, but in me you will have peace. Be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. To me, one of the amazing teachings of our Lord Jesus Christ, I know I'm, you know, really very fascinated with the teachings of the scriptures. But look at Matthew chapter 11. And chapter 11, verse 25, the Lord was teaching. He said, at that time, Jesus answered and said, I thank thee, O Father, Lord of heaven and earth, because you have hidden these things from the wise and prudent and has revealed them unto babes. There are things God has hidden from the wise and prudent people of this world. and have made them known and available to the common and ordinary people, from whom nobody expects nothing. You don't know that. People like that, you know, people look at me, what am I going to do? What are you going to give to me? Me? You know, who am I? Look at me. Look at my color on my skin. What am I going to get from you? Who? Can anything good thing come up from people like this? And we are in our end time where God have hidden some things from the strong and the powerful and the wise and the printer of the world. Those who have think they own the world, they run the world as they think. They own it, they run it. They treat it as me. You, me, you, standing, decide how they're all going to be run. God have hidden something from them. The secret of these last days, they don't know. The Bible said that none of the wicked of the world, none of the sinners of the world will understand. God has kept some hidden wisdom for our glory. The world will go that way. The well, what else are we going to do? That's all they are going. But God have hidden some things from the wise and prudent. From those who think they are smart, intelligent, they know how everything works. They think they own the world, they can control anybody, kill who they want to kill, do whatever, they divide everything. But God has hidden something from them that they will never know. Jesus said, I thank thee, O Father, because you've hidden this from the wise and the prudent of the world, and you have revealed them unto those who are of a childlike heart, people from whom nobody expects nothing. You can be in a family, you can be anywhere. People say, wow, man. You know, you can, they can reason with everybody, but they cannot reason because they think, what are you going to say? Well, what will you give you? What have you got to give? You have nothing. So you're always not there. Like David, you know, when they came to anoint king of Israel in the house of Jesse, Jesse was told, bring all your children, all your sons. He forgot Joseph. He forgot David in the woods with the sheep and goat. They didn't even tell him there was going to be a big day today in the home. They didn't think he was invited to the dinner. I mean, they had the dinner, everybody, all the big boys, those that matter, they were there, but not little David smelling like goat and sheep. And there he was. The prophet came and said, hey, not this one. Hey, not that one. Hey, I know he's great, he's big, but the Lord have rejected him. He said, Jesse, is there anybody else? You have no other sons? He said, the smaller one there in the forest. And I didn't think he mattered. I don't think he mattered. I didn't even tell him that there was anything today here. So I thought he was too, you know, babyish to be here in this great, holy, mighty occasion. If you're thinking about king or whatever, anointing, how would you invite a kind of naive little boy that run around sheep and goat? The despised of the world, it is their time they're going to be emerging. Cities, nations, people who has been, nobody ask for your opinion. They already wrote you off. This is your hour. If you are in Christ, at last they will say, let's listen to them. Bring them in. Let's ask them. Which way do we go? Nobody. Like, you know, Pharaoh, you know, ask all the magicians. Nobody can tell you the dream. All the smart, intelligent, all the wise, all the prudent, all the people that are in there. Normally, that's the kind of people I really want to hang around them. They are people that are really notable and they're famous and they're smart and intelligent. At this time, they couldn't interpret the dream. They had to go and find a Jewish slave in the prison to come and tell them what the future holds. I thank thee, O Father, Lord of heaven and earth, because you have hidden this from the wise and prudent and had revealed them unto babes. Even so, Father, for so it seemed good in thy sight. All things are delivered unto me of my Father, and no man knoweth the Son, but the Father. Neither knoweth any man the Father, save the Son, and he to whomsoever the Son will reveal him. What did God hide from the wise and prudent? What did he reveal to the babes, the childish and childlike and common and ordinary and people are not noticeable? Nobody really would even expect anything from them. They wouldn't even be invited to any kind of important discussions. What did Christ give to them? What did God hide from the wise and prudent? Look what the Lord Jesus said. And he says, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. What is hidden from the prudent, the smart, intelligent, the self-willed, the arrogant, the proud, those who think they've achieved so much in life, who know, they think they know always how to press the buttons and things happen, they will never know rest. Money can't buy rest. Beauty cannot buy rest. Position, property, whatever cannot buy you rest. That inner fortitude, that total, completely inner composure, absence of fear and panic, hopelessness, restlessness, absence of all kinds of conflict, psychological, mental, emotional, spiritual, at one, complete, sound, whole, settled, anchored in the everlasting rock. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. A repose. A relaxing. I will lift up the burden from off your shoulders. I will let you know quietness. God made man on the sixth day. When he opened his eyes, the next day was Sabbath. Why did God make man on the sixth day? Because God didn't want to go into rest alone. He wanted to take a friend with him into rest. So he said, I don't want to go into rest without, let me create man in my image and my likeness. So he will be my companion in my rest. Man was made for rest and rest for man. Oh yeah. Do you know rest? God's rest. The rest in God. The rest in Christ. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, weighed down and crushed with the burden of the world. The world is now sinking under heavy weight and burden. How do we solve problem of war and virus and diseases and infections and war here, war there, and natural disaster and catastrophes, economic chaos and racism, xenophobia and terrorism? Who can solve them? Where are you going to start? And by the way, if you are to solve the problem of the world, make sure you are not a part of this, of the problem. If you are a part of the problem, how can you solve the problem? You can't solve the problem if you are a part of it. Yeah? And so here he said, I will give you rest. The rest that can only be found in Jesus Christ. This is the stone which the builders were rejected. This is the Christ, the nations, the leaders of the world, the well, the wise and prudent to say, what is this? They throw it away. It doesn't fit into the system. It can't fit in. Jesus Christ, his faith, his truth, his life, his spirit, his word. No. Let's instead create religion and nationalize religion that we can use to give us a confirmation to go kill our neighbors. Yeah. So we can have a moral justification to turn this world upside down. Jesus Christ say, come and I will give you rest. Yeah, and look at what it says. And it says, come unto me, all ye that labor, all can come, that labor and are heavy laden, pressed down, crushed, weighed down, ruined by the burdens of life. And I, Christ, will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart. You shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Make sure what you are carrying on your shoulder, it is God that put it on you. You can be carrying things on your shoulder as weighing you down, crushing you, that it's not even God that put it there. You have put it there by yourself. Your arrogance, your pride has made it to buy that thing you cannot pay for. Make you say that word or do that thing, it is your pride, your arrogance. I brought a burden on you. If you were to humble yourself like a child, that Christ will lift that burden off. How many things are you trying to solve, which it was never God that put it on you? I have seen even pastors and preachers. They want to do this, they want to do that, they want to run here, they want to run, because they are competing. And they think they are doing that all for Christ. They are putting weight on themselves, which God did not put on them. Christ said, take my yoke on you. If it is the Christ's yoke, he will give you Christ's rest. But if you are carrying a burden that God didn't put on you, you have no grace to carry it. When you are pushing yourself to marry a person, a man or woman that God didn't want you to marry, you have carried a burden. You're going to carry the yoke. You're going to pay the bills. You're on your own. The weight is crushing you. You're going to live where you want to live, to make your choices and do what you want to do. God, the weight is on your shoulder. Make sure the burden you are carrying on your shoulder, it is God that put them on. Make sure it is the yoke of Christ. Say, my yoke is what? Easy. And my burden is what? Light. God cannot put on you something that will completely crush your life. What you are pursuing, is it God? Is it with God? God. Christ said, my yoke is easy. My yoke is bearable, not unbearable. And my burden is light. If you yoke up with me, and I'm going to give you some responsibility for sure, but it will never crush you. Because I'm going to walk with you, I'm going to hook up with you, and we travel together. So I can hold one side, you hold one side, so it will be lighter for you. My yoke is easy, and my burden is light. And it says here, And you shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Christ came to give rest. Marvelous rest. Mysterious rest. Rest from the innermost part of our being. Chapter 11 of the book of Isaiah. And we see here, and in verse 1 it says, and there shall come forth a rod out of the stem of Jesse, and a branch shall grow out of his roots. And the Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him, the prophet of Christ coming, prophet of the Messiah. And the Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might, the Spirit of knowledge and of the fear of the Lord, and shall make him of a quick understanding in the fear of the Lord. And he shall not judge after the sight of his eyes, neither reprove the hearing of his ears. But with righteousness shall he judge the poor, and reprove with equity for the meek of the earth. He shall smite the earth with the rod of his mouth, and with the breath of his lips shall he slay the wicked. And the righteousness shall be the girdle of his loins, and faithfulness the girdle of his reins. The wolf also shall dwell with the lamb, and the leopard shall lie down with the kid, and the calf and the young lion and the fatling together, and a little child shall lead them. And the cow and the bear shall feed, their young ones shall lie down together, and the lion shall eat straw like the ox, and the sucking child shall play on the hole of the asps. And the wind child shall put his hand on the cockatrice den. They shall not hurt nor destroy in all my holy mountain, for the earth shall be full of the knowledge of the Lord as the waters cover the sea. And he says here, and in that day there shall be a root of Jesse, who shall stand for an ensign of the people, to each shall the Gentiles seek, and his rest shall be glorious. Jesus Christ came to earth not to bring religion, not to bring chaos and confusion. He came to bring rest. And by the anointing of the Spirit of God that was upon him, he was bringing rest to everywhere he go. How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good and healing all the oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. He was anointed to bring rest, inner rest, total rest, perfect rest, rest in, rest out. Oh, hallelujah to Jesus. Have you tested the rest of the Lord? Rest from evil conscience. Rest from the torture of sin that tortures that memory, that thought, that habit, that behavior, that way of thinking that tortures and torments and steals from us every ounce of rest. Christ came to take off that guilt of sin and guilt and condemnation, that torment of fear that makes our life miserable, that drives us of strength and energy. Where we eat, we still feel hungry. We drink, we still feel thirsty. We are dressed up, we still feel naked. We seem to have everything, but we still like we have nothing. Nothing in this world can bring you and I to a genuine inner rest. But Jesus Christ, with his own blood, he cleanses from sin. He is our rest. That was why he was anointed with the Holy Ghost and with power. And chapter 4 of Luke, it says in verse 18, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. And he has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives, and recovery of sight of the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised, to preach the acceptable year of the Lord, the year of Jubilee, the year of release, the year of total, complete emancipation from every form of bondage and slavery. And we Christians in this hour, many of us have really actually forgotten what Christ came to bring. He came to bring us total, complete rest. We no more walk by our own strength, our own wisdom, our own ideas, our own thing. We are now hooked up to divine energy and power. Now we live our life every day in tandem with the Almighty. We are hooked up to God. We are being pulled along by the glory of His presence. No more I that live it, but Christ lives in me. He came to bring us rest from anxiety, from fears, from frustration, from hopelessness, from laboring and toiling, trying to earn salvation, trying to earn heaven, trying to please God, try working hard and being crushed. That's not the burden of Jesus Christ. He came to bring us rest. Whatever you are doing that is crushing you, bothering you, destroying your life and everything, look twice. It might not be the Lord that put that burden on you. Anytime He gives us a burden, it is light. There will always be the grace to carry that burden on. Christ came to earth to bring rest. Chapter 8 of John, is a woman that was caught in adultery. They were about to be stoned. She struggled that sin for years, but she couldn't. She knew the law, but couldn't keep it. And now she was caught. She was on her way to be stoned. Christ met her, and He forgave the sin of this man, woman. Woman, I condemn thee not. He loosened her from the weight, the guilt, the burden, the crushing weight of adultery, of sin, of a fear and shame and hope. She was a public spectacle. Christ relieved her of that. Christ come to relieve you, to relieve me, to relieve us of all the burdens that life has placed upon us. All the pressure from people, from family, from children, and much more, the one we put on ourselves by ourselves. You have put yourself under heavy pressure and burden. Your pride, your arrogance, the way you want to present yourself, the way you want to be seen and known, you want to, your pride. You are in the outside, you put on a facade, but inside you are dying. Who put that burden on you today? I command that burden upon you today to be lifted from off your shoulder. Whatever God have not placed on you, don't take it. Humble yourself enough. Submit yourself to Christ. Let Him cleanse you from the curse of sin. Sin is a curse. Sin is a heavy burden. When your conscience is crushed and broken by guilt and condemnation, you are weighed down with a heavy burden. Cry out to God, say, Lord, take away this guilt from me. Cleanse me from my sins. Help me to only carry the burden you placed on me, because I know with that burden, you give me the grace to carry it. As I came here as a missionary, praise God, Christ showing me what to do. I did not want to do anything on my own way. I know I can't do nothing. I know I will be crushed by it. I know if I try to put on myself what God didn't put on me, it will ruin me. I won't have the grace or the strength to stand it. So my passion was to make sure I am where God wants me to be. I am doing exactly and only what He wants me to do. I want to be where He is, do it in the same way in partnership with the Heavenly Lord, the Holy Spirit. Because I know outside that, I'll be crushed. The burden I can't survive the burden. The world is being crushed under heavy burden. Because we have tried to take over the world, to become the God of this world, and we can't handle it. It is ruining family, society, cities, nations. People are buying what they can pay for. People are living in a house they cannot even pay for. They are trying to be God, but we are not God. We are just humans. Come on, people. It is time to come to Jesus Christ, and He will take away the weight that the devil has placed upon you, people has placed upon you, or you are placed upon yourself. Sometimes in ignorance. Here are people trying to look for God in the wrong places. Trying to search, all these unclean demonic religions. Looking for light in the darkness. Looking for a way to be righteous. Trying to achieve righteousness when Christ Jesus has paid all the price for our sins and He is now our righteousness. It's a gift. It is a gift. I didn't achieve righteousness. I'm never trying to achieve righteousness. It's a gift from Christ to me. Christ in me is my righteousness. He is my wisdom. He is my righteousness. He is my sanctification and justification. I can't earn it. If I try, it will crush me. Come to me and have rest. You are trying to know God in all these areas and by psychology and philosophy and experimental demons are just using your soul for experiment. Fall on your knees and say, Christ, here I am. Save my soul. Take this weight away from me. This tormenting, torturing hell of a life. Give me rest, Lord Jesus Christ. Forgive my sins. Save my soul from the power of the wicked one. Come unto me, all of you. Christ can give rest. He cannot give rest all. That woman that was caught in adultery, rest by forgiveness. What of the leper, burdened, which is sickness and disease, can't talk, can't meet anybody. Christ freed him, gave him rest from that disease and sickness. Peter was there. He had no money to pay the tax. He was burdened with the money to pay the bills. He said, he ran to the Lord, said, come on, put a hook on the water. There you see your tax money. The weight was lifted from him. Christ, the Son of God, is the one that can take away the burdens of our lives. Come unto me, all you that labor and are heavy laden. Stop trying to do what only God can do for you. You will not succeed. We better learn a lesson. Let's tell God, say, God, we cannot save the planet. We are too miserable to save the planet because we are part of the problem. You cannot be a part of the problem and save it. God Almighty, come, save me, save my family, save my business from sinking, save the church and the ministry, save our city and our world. Jesus Christ, only you can save. We come to you. Come and pray with me now. Say, Lord, I come to you. I respond to your call. Oh, Jesus, Son of the living God, I cannot save myself. I am burdened and wounded and crushed. I admit I can't save myself. I come to you, oh, Jesus, Son of God. Please forgive me my sins. Save my soul. Lift these burdens from me. I want to know your rest. I want to live in your rest. I want to walk in your rest. Lord, forgive me for trying to play God when I'm not and never will be. You are my God. You are my Savior. And I cast all my cares on you, for you care for me. Touch me to the Lord and relieve me and heal me and set me free. Grant me rest on every area of my life. In Jesus' wonderful name I pray. Amen and amen. Now, friend, come on. Do yourself some good. Write, call today. And see, also try, see if you can send some support to keep this message on the air. It's a timely message that is meet for this hour and time. And I believe if we can do it together, we can touch more lives while we wait for the Lord's return. Call right today. Take your photo and take a camera and take an info on that screen and, you know, send us. Just tell us what God have done to you through these messages. You'll be glad. It will be an encouragement to also hear. God bless you and see you again very soon. Praise the Lord.
Jesus came to do one thing, and that is to bring the kingdom of God. The way this is accomplished in our lives is through the gift of salvation. Salvation is a free gift of grace. It means that a person is forgiven and freed from their sin, given a new life, will go to heaven when they die, and will one day be resurrected from the dead when Jesus comes to make all things new. To receive this gift of salvation, there's a couple key things. First, recognize you're a sinner, meaning your life is not aligned with God's purpose for you and that you do things that are wrong and evil, deserving of God's judgment. Second, recognize that you need a Savior, that Jesus died and rose again to forgive and free you from your sins and to give you a new life. Third, turn from your life of sin and believe in Jesus Christ for your salvation. You can pray a prayer like this. Father in heaven, I come before you today to turn from my sins. I recognize that I am a sinner and that I need a Savior, and Jesus is that Savior. I believe he died for my sins and rose again to set me free so I can be in heaven with you when I die and one day rise again like Jesus did. I turn to you, Lord, and I turn from my sins and receive from you a new life. In Jesus' name, amen. For more resources on the next steps to take, check out our website, holyghost.cz, and visit the page New Start under the Seeking God section. Thank you for listening to the Arise and Shine podcast. Our prayer is that it encouraged, instructed, and uplifted you and pointed you to Jesus Christ. For more information about Pastor Festus, Oasis Church, and Holy Ghost End Time Ministries International, visit our website, holyghost.cz. Be blessed.